The federal government has announced it's putting $1 billion towards a new fund to shore up power reliability across the country. The fund will be managed by the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, and it must invest the cash in projects that will keep electricity flowing during times of low renewable energy generation. Just when the money will flow is still unclear. Clean energy analysts say it's a good idea, but they're not sure how far $1 billion will go. Georgia Hitch reports.
With demand on the national grid increasing and the looming closure of coal power stations on the horizon, the federal government is keen to get ahead of the impending energy squeeze. According to Energy Minister Angus Taylor, this new billion-dollar fund is the answer.
The sun goes down and the wind doesn't blow at times, and that means you have to have solutions. So this is all about making sure we've got affordable, reliable energy, and in particular at those times when solar cells aren't delivering or when wind turbines aren't delivering. We've got to be realistic. We've got to have balance in the grid, and that's what this is all about.
The Clean Energy Finance Corporation will get to manage the billion-dollar fund. Angus Taylor says the criteria for the kinds of projects that should be invested in is simple.
That they'll reduce prices and improve reliability. It's as simple as that. The goals are very, very simple here. We need to make sure that we've got a grid where the lights stay on and prices are affordable.
So that means the government is keen to see investment in energy storage projects, transmission infrastructure and grid stabilising technologies. But it's stipulated the money can't be used to fund new or upgraded coal generation projects. The minister has also made it clear priority will be given to projects in states which are cooperating with the Commonwealth.
Well, we're working very closely with the South Australian government and the New South Wales government, for instance, on a number of projects. We're also working with the Queensland government on projects. The reality is, in Victoria, it's been much more challenging because we've got a government that just hasn't shown the same commitment to reliability.
There's no timeline for when this new billion-dollar fund will be up and running, but the government intends to update relevant legislation as soon as possible. Tristan Edis is the Director of Green Energy Markets and says reliability isn't as much of an issue as the government's making out. He thinks the $1 billion would be best put to reducing red tape.
But the key thing is speeding up the rate at which we can roll out new transmission infrastructure. The problem is our regulatory process takes around 3 years, or at best maybe 2 years, to actually decide to approve someone to build something, let alone build it.
He's also concerned the money might not stretch as far as the government thinks.
$1 billion doesn't go very far in these sorts of projects, so it'll be interesting to see how they might be able to mobilise funding from other sources because, yeah, I mean, a single project can cost several $1 billion in this game.
That's Tristan Edis from Green Energy Markets, ending Georgia Hitch's report.